What does it mean to follow Jesus? Both of our readings today explore what it looks like to live as followers of Jesus. Following Jesus demands everything. That's what Luke tells us in the gospel story today. When someone says to Jesus, "I want to follow you wherever you go," Jesus responds with a warning. "Do you know what you are getting into following me? You know that I'm homeless, right? This is a life of wandering. It's uncomfortable. And we don't always know where our next meal will come from. Are you ready for that?" Then two others consider the call to follow, but they have some things to take care of first. And Jesus seems to say, "Don't bother. Following me is going to take everything. It will demand all of your life." Do you remember when Jesus called the first disciples in Luke's gospel? James and John and Simon were fishing, and Jesus told them that from now on, they would be fishing for people. And when they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Drop everything and go. That's what it looks like to follow Jesus. Following Jesus demands a certain single-mindedness, a focus on God above all else, or as a part of all else. We cannot compartmentalize our lives to say, this is my spiritual life, and this is my politics, and here's my relationships, and this is my work. It's all one thing if you're following Jesus. Following Jesus means all these parts have to work together to be united in living as Jesus would have us live. Single-mindedness. Following Jesus demands that we give our deepest selves to relationship with God. It's not about seeking status or power or reputation, or even about being good or doing the right thing. It's about, as I was just talking with Ms. Lillian about before church, it's about love. Loving God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, and turning that love to our neighbor as well. Love God and love people. That single-minded focus is what Jesus is asking of anyone who would follow him. Following Jesus demands everything. And following Jesus changes everything. In Paul's letters, he is constantly trying to tell the new Christians what it means for them to live as followers of Jesus. In the letter to the Galatians, Paul is specifically speaking to teachers who are telling the Galatians that if they want to be Christians, they need to be circumcised and follow all the Jewish law. And Paul is adamant. Actually, Paul is really angry, and if this was an email, the whole thing would be in capital letters. Life in Christ means freedom from all such laws. What Paul says over and over again, and in many ways, is that living as followers of Christ means freedom. It means being held in loving relationship with Christ, being clothed in Christ, living in Christ. So again, it's no longer about following rules or outward signs of piety, having to do this or not do that. It's about having changed hearts. If our hearts are still selfish and turned in on ourselves, what Paul calls the flesh, then we will want to do selfish things, like accumulating things and just using people for our own good. That's not what life in Christ looks like. Life in Christ, life which is filled with the power and courage of the Spirit of Jesus, looks like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. Especially, it looks like love and being loved. We love because we know that Christ first loved us. So this is, again, not about status or power or reputation or even about being good or doing what is right. It is about knowing yourself to be beloved of God and living your life from that starting place. It's about being perfectly free in Christ because of what Christ has done, being perfectly free to love our neighbor. Following Jesus changes everything, and following Jesus demands everything. Mostly, following Jesus looks like determined, no excuses love. Whoops, I went backwards. There you go. Can you go one more, Steve? Yay, okay. At Bible study this week, Patrick remembered a story that Christian activist and speaker Shane Claiborne told at the 2018 youth gathering. I transcribed this story from YouTube, but you can go on YouTube and hear all of Shane's amazing talk in his own voice. He started by talking about his hometown of Philadelphia, which had been passing a bunch of laws about homeless people, making it illegal to sleep in parks or lay down on a sidewalk or ask for money. And then in early 2018, just months before the gathering, the mayor banned all outdoor feeding of the homeless. And so Shane said, "What's a Christ follower to do? We decided, let's throw a party that looks like the kingdom of God. So we invited a bunch of our homeless friends and gathered in the park and brought our guitars and drums and we sang some worship songs. And then we did something sort of sneaky. We served communion. The police were like, I'm not arresting them, I'm going to have communion. And then we continued breaking the bread by bringing in some pizzas. We slept in the park that night. We did this night after night, and eventually they were ordered to arrest us, and so we were arrested for disorderly conduct. In court, I wore a t-shirt that says, Jesus was homeless. The judge noticed the shirt, and he kind of said, come over here. He said, I didn't know that. I say, Your Honor, it says in Luke that foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. It's a good thing to know your scripture, Shane says. And the judge said, You guys might have a chance. We asked one of our homeless friends to represent us in court. And when the time came, he stood up and said, We believe these laws are evil and wrong. And then he sat down. The prosecutor was really annoyed about all this, but finally the judge said, It's clear to me that the question here is not about whether they broke the law, they clearly did, but about the law itself. If it weren't for people who broke the bad laws, we wouldn't have the freedom we have today. These guys are not criminals, they are freedom fighters. And he dropped all the charges against us. I love this story. And I love how Shane says after he tells it that we've had a distorted view of what it means to be followers of Jesus. Too often, we've thought that following Jesus means being nice, being good, not rocking the boat, being respectable citizens. But Jesus was not a respectable citizen, and he rocked all the boats. He showed us what it means to love outside all the bounds, even when it's hard, even when it's messy, even when it gets you in trouble. The thing is, following Jesus demands everything. It demands single-minded devotion to loving God and loving people. And following Jesus changes everything. Jesus calls us beloved, and that sets us free to live in love. It's a responsibility and it's a gift. It's all about love. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.